Hello.
Oh, hi, Cindy. It's Tina from Local Splash. How are you?
Hi. Good. I'm glad you called me today.
Hi. Yeah, of course. You know I would follow up.
Yeah. Yes, I see that. Yeah, I had my grandkids, so I haven't really had time to. Anyway.
Oh, that's nice. How old are your grandkids?
Newborn and 1.5.
Oh,
so,
wow. They keep you on your toes at that age for sure.
Yeah. Well, my daughter and her husband went away for her birthday. So anyway. So listen, here's what my problem is.
Okay.
My friend and neighbor signed me up for Google AdWords. I think I worded that correctly. And I could not get in touch with anybody to get rid of it.
Okay.
And it was costing me a fortune, so I shut down my credit card.
Right.
And I'm going to guess it's the same credit card that I used for you.
Now,
what do I pay you per month? Because this is confusing to me. And when I started my business a couple years ago, I feel like I got into stuff. And I didn't know what I was doing, and now I can't get out of it. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Okay.
So all you pay us is $49 per month, and that's just for the website hosting and maintenance to keep your website, wolflandscapinginc.com. Yeah, that keeps it up and active.
Okay. I don't have I'm at my daughter's house now because it's easier to give them a nap at home, at their house.
I see. Okay. Of course.
Can you call me tomorrow, like, around 10 o'clock-ish or so, that'll get me, because I have them tomorrow too, get me through my morning crap, and I'll give you a new credit card number, but I don't have access to it right now.
Of course.
But that's all I'm paying you. But so you understand what I did. And can you tell me what's going to happen here with this Google thing? Because I even went to my computer repairman guy and asked him how I could get rid of get in touch with somebody, and we can't get in touch with anybody to cancel that account. So like I said, I had to cancel my credit card.
Oh, that's so terrible. Well, the good news is they're not going to be able to charge you for any more AdWords because they don't have the correct billing information. So
right.
I would hope that eventually they have someone there that will reach out to you, and then you can just say, like, cancel the whole thing. But as far as contacting Google themselves, they're very difficult to get a hold of. You're not the first person that told me that.
I even went to my bank, and I had, at one point, like, a list of, like, 4 or 5 home phone numbers that between my bank and my computer repair guy who has a friend who works for Google or, you know, Anita. And there was like nobody, there was no real person to get in touch with. And then their messages were like, oh, due to COVID, we don't have, you know, the staff and people are working from home. So I'm like, you know what? Shut it down.
When was the last time they charged you? I'm pretty sure that they haven't been able to charge you since you stopped the card, right? Or did they?
Correct.
Okay,
correct.
Good.
Well, here's, I called my bank actually initially a couple times because I really, it was a card that I had a really good interest rate with and I didn't want to cancel it. It was through my Bank of America. And, and what was I trying to say? So I did like a stop payment or whatever you like, what's the word? Not a stop payment, but like, argue the charge or something like that, whatever that word is. And then they would use a different phone number or a different way to access it. So it was like a round and round thing. So, but yeah, if you give me a call tomorrow, I'll give you a new number.
Sounds good. Okay. Yeah. And I put it for 10 o'clock your time. So I'll call you, you know, maybe between 10 and 10:30 and we'll take care of it then. Okay.
Okay. All right. Very good. Thank you.
All right. You're welcome.
All right, bye-bye.
Bye.